It was a cold, quiet night when Sarah heard the scratching. At first, she thought it was just the wind brushing the tree branches against the window, but as the noise grew louder and more insistent, she realized it was coming from the front door. She hesitated, her heart pounding, and then cautiously approached, peering through the peephole. There was nothing there, only darkness. The scratching continued, this time followed by a soft whimper. Sarah's heart softened as she recognized the familiar sound. It was Max, her dog, who had gone missing 2 weeks ago. She flung the door open, tears already welling in her eyes. There he was, sitting on the doorstep, his fur matted and dirty, but it was unmistakably Max. He looked up at her, his eyes shining oddly in the dim porch light. "Max," she whispered, dropping to her knees to hug him. But as her hands touched his fur, a chill ran through her. His coat was ice cold, and the familiar warmth of her beloved dog was absent. Max's head slowly turned, his eyes now glowing a dull, unnatural yellow. His lips curled back, revealing teeth that looked sharper than she remembered. Suddenly, Max let out a low, guttural growl that seemed to echo through the empty night. Sarah stumbled backward, her breath catching in her throat. The dog, or whatever it was that had once been her dog, took a slow, deliberate step forward, its eyes never leaving hers. It was then she noticed the shadow beneath him, elongated and twisted, moving as though it had a life of its own. Sarah scrambled to her feet, slamming the door shut just as Max lunged. The impact rattled the doorframe, and she could hear the deep, unnatural growl from the other side. The scratching resumed, more frantic this time, as if something was desperate to be let inside. She backed away, her eyes wide with terror, and grabbed her phone to call for help. But when she looked back at the door, the scratching had stopped. The house was silent again, the only sound her own ragged breathing. Slowly, she approached the door, her hands trembling as she reached for the peephole. She looked through, expecting to see nothing. Instead, she saw Max, sitting perfectly still, staring back at her with those glowing yellow eyes, and he smiled, a twisted, human-like grin that chilled her to her core. The lights flickered, and the whimpering started again, but this time, it was coming from inside the house.